Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hacking, data, and identity theft are causing devastating problems. Globex Data is the solution for privacy and security in the digital world. Switzerland has the world's strictest privacy laws, and Globex Data's Swiss-hosted platform is outside of big tech with no data mining. Globex Data is now launching in the USA, offering email and messaging privacy and security to all Americans. Globex Data Limited, stock trading symbol SWISF. Web address, globexdatagroup.com.
The proceeding may contain forward-looking statements which may not be realized.
This is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. This is the New World Report, and I welcome Joseph Umar, the Executive Director of Secure Free Society, returning from his lengthy soiree into Colombia, the beautiful Colombia, where it is coming springtime as we are coming fall. However, there are a lot of politics. We begin, however, with a bang, with an attack. Within these last hours, an attack along the border, Aragua, where Joseph traveled prior to this attack by the ELN terrorist organization. To help us understand this, because Colombia is right now in an election cycle, we welcome Maria Jose Bernal, an economist from IAFIT University in Medellin. She's also the executive director of Fenalco Antioquia, the largest federation in Colombia defending the interests of the business community. Welcome, Maria, and welcome, Joseph. I begin, first of all, with the attack on the border, Joseph, where you traveled without a flak jacket. Where were you, and what is the significance of the ELN launching this attack? President Duque has denounced it on Twitter. Good evening to you, Joseph.
Good evening, John. So Arauca is probably one of the top, if not the top, hotspots in Colombia. It rests right along the border with Venezuela. The other side of the border is the Apure state in Venezuela. And it's been the hub of this ongoing conflict between a slew of organized crime groups, such as the ELN, the FARC, but also Venezuelan organized crime groups, such as the Tren de Aragua. And not too long ago, it was also a conflict between the Venezuelan armed forces and dissidents of the FARC. So these kind of attacks happen very regularly in this area. But what's significant about this attack is this attack, the Colombian army. The Colombian military. There was five soldiers that were killed. I believe a half a dozen that were injured. And John, just to get the sense, when I was there, when I was in Arauca a few weeks ago, they wouldn't let me leave. I went from the airport to the military base. I was in an armored car with two security vehicles. We had drones overhead. I wasn't allowed to leave, the vehicle to go to any part of the city for lunch or for anything really. Because just about every day, there's either a threat or a potential attack on the Colombian security services, particularly the armed forces. Not too long ago, they kidnapped a lieutenant colonel from the Colombian army and took him across the border. It's not sure whether he's dead or alive at this moment. When I was there, when I was on the river, the Rio Arauca, which is the main river that separates Venezuela from Colombia, when I was there, they found a dead body in the river. The Colombian military, the Colombian Marines, found a dead body in the river wrapped with explosives. But when they pulled the body out of the river, it was a decoy so that whoever from the other side of the Venezuelan side of the border started shooting at the Colombian Marines. So these kind of attacks are very regular. They're not usually successful. In fact, the Colombian military is very well equipped down there. Unfortunately, this last attack was successful, and it killed five soldiers very tragically.
Maria, welcome. And your reaction at the business committee in Medellin to these ongoing incidents, Joseph and Senator Cabal have documented them for more than a year, that the border region is extremely dangerous, not only for migrants who are coming from Venezuela seeking a better life during the pandemic and during the collapse of governance. But in general, there's been violence. Does it affect all of Colombia? How do you respond to this, leading a business community, Maria? Good day to you.
Good day, John. Thank you, Joseph. I'm really happy to share this program with you today. Well, we're really worried about our security, our national security right now. We have been completely affected, especially because of the protests. And they are for sure, they are connected. Joseph might tell us a little bit more about that. But there's a clear connection between these kind of attacks that are in the border that may be a little bit away from the cities, from the main cities, but they do have a connection with the attacks we have suffered in the cities.
Joseph, you have a question for Maria about those attacks.
Yeah, I do. Well, let me just first say that I think it's correct. What Maria Jose is talking about in the context is the common denominator between the border attacks between the FARC and the ELN and then the violence that we saw and the vandalism that we saw in the major cities, the common denominator is Venezuela. Nicolas Maduro has a vested interest in attacking the Colombian military on the border. In fact, the Colombian government said that this most recent attack was planned out of Venezuela. And he has an equal interest to be able to destabilize the urban centers. The thing is, he has plausible deniability because of the fact that he uses these organized armed groups or these violent protesters as kind of a shield to say that he's not involved. So with that context, my question for Maria would be, Maria, you know, one of the things that caught my attention when I was visiting Colombia was we heard about how violent the protests were in Cali, how they blocked the city. We've heard about the violence in Bogota. We didn't hear about, I mean, some violence, but not that level of violence in Medellin. Why was that?
Okay, so I'm going to recap a little bit about how it all started. This all started, and let me be clear on this. The protests in Colombia were not how the international community got them. Yeah, there's a narrative thing, there's a narrative issue and a strategy behind this that affected, like, the truth, the real facts behind everything that happened here. So the international community, I'm not saying you guys, but everybody, almost everybody thought that the police was against the people here and that the state was, you know, like trying to kill everybody. And that was the purpose of all. And it's completely false. So it all started with the tax reform, but that was kind of the excuse for the protest to start. It started on April the 28th, and we were just like March had been an amazing month because the lockdowns had lowered and the restrictions had lowered too. So the economy was like reacting again. We were recovering. So it all started with the tax reform that was announced because the public expenditure like increased a lot and we do need the tax reform. And that was the excuse to start a protest that was supposed to be 1 or 2 days and lasted more than a month. This protest was not only just people in the streets. They came locates and the cars could not go on the streets, go on the roads. They paralyzed the whole country, and we ran on shortage. So supermarkets, everything had not food, not anything. It was kind of a, you know, an express socialism for a couple of days for us, an express socialism experience. And it lasted more than a month. They vandalized our businesses. And Cali was kidnapped for more than a month. So people couldn't go out or get into Cali. It was completely kidnapped by criminal bands. And Joseph can tell us a little bit more about those criminal groups. But the things that in Antioquia, that is the second region of Colombia. I'm from Medellin, and this is the second city of Colombia. things were different, completely different from the rest of the country. And here, the clue was the articulation between the police and the civil society. We had a work, we worked completely together every day. We understood the generals. They explained to us that this strategy was more than force or arms. It was about narratives and communicational strategies. And that was the goal. The goal was to directly attack our most prestigious and strongest institution, that is the police. So the things in Antioquia were not the same as the whole country, as the rest of the country, because of that articulation, that work that we did together with the police and the civil society, and that we did as a businessman association those days.
We're speaking with Maria Jose Bernal, an economist from IFIT University. She's the executive director of Finalco Antioquia, largest federation in Colombia defending the interests of the business community. We're talking about the disruption in Colombia this year, 2021, the second year of the pandemic. Joseph Umar, the executive director of Secure Free Society, he's in Washington having traveled to Colombia. This is the New World Report. We're going to turn to what Colombia needs going forward in the pandemic and in the election cycle, especially what Colombia needs from its best friend in North America, to my knowledge. That would be the United States of America. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Moro Casino. American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Chances are, you've been to the doctor recently, and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your social security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info. And if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/IHEART for 40% off. Terms apply.